Tanisha, there are multiple community playgroups in County Donegal that face closure because they've been affected with defective concrete. The cracks in the walls of these buildings have been growing at a concerning rate. Like many buildings in the county, there's only one option, and that's full demolition. Unfortunately, however, under the current redress scheme for buildings affected with defective concrete blocks, these childcare facilities do not qualify for any funding for demolition and rebuild because they are not a home. Early childhood educators and parents of these playgroups are understandably very frustrated about the decision not to consider these buildings for the defective concrete remediation funding. Especially given that Donegal County Council previously advised that the criteria for funding was being rewritten to include the likes of Rafoe and Letterkenny community playgroups, and that the Housing Authority would ensure the applications would fit within the framework. However, despite these assurances, funding has not been made available either to these playgroups. I know playgroups have explored alternative funding options, Pavel and Department of Education, but no viable solution has been identified. Rafoe Community Playgroup have already committed to providing places for 56 children from September 2025 to July 2026. But without adequate support, this facility will be forced to close. The loss of this vital community resource will have serious consequences for the families and the working parents and the wider community of Rafoe. Furthermore, as closure becomes unavoidable, which should not be the case, funding for redundancy packages for the staff will need to be addressed. How are community playgroups such as Rafoe expected to navigate this situation? The current position they're in is an enormous strain on the playgroup, its staff and its families who depend on it. We are already dealing with a shortage of childcare facilities in County Donegal. This issue has not been addressed. It will be even harder for the people to access childcare in the future. I'm seeking clarity on this matter, Tanisha, and constructive discussion on the next step to ensure that these essential services remain available. The government has a responsibility in relation to childcare and needs to step and to help maintain a fantastic service which has been an integral part of the Rafoe community for over 40 years. So my question to you, Tanisha, will you ensure that funding is allocated to community playgroups in County Donegal that are affected by defective concrete so they are not forced to close?
Yeah, I want to thank Deputy Ward for raising this matter, and I had the pleasure of meeting the Rafoe Community Playgroup myself during a relatively recent visit to Donegal, and they keep in touch with me directly, as I know they do with the Oireachtas members from Donegal. I see Minister McConnell O'Keefe here as well, and I know they also keep in contact with the Taoiseach and with the Minister for Children too, and indeed I think with the Children's Ombudsman. If I can use, and I appreciate you referencing more than Rafoe Community Playgroup, but I think it is a I may use that as an example of the broader issue, if that's okay, because it's one I'm a little bit more familiar with, and you referenced it too. So there was a building inspection, I think, carried out in autumn 2023 in Rafoe, which revealed that mica was present in the foundations of the building. And initially it was felt that the building would need underpinning rather than demolition. But at the end of February 2024, there had been significant further deterioration, and there was a follow-up visit in March of 2024, and the architect advised that the building would be unsafe to use past June, as you know, and should be demolished. I want to really commend the playgroup, by the way, because they've been extraordinarily proactive. I have to really acknowledge that, because I've had quite a few dealings with them. They went on and then identified a local building, I think it's called Volt House, to use temporarily for service provision together with an existing prefab that's on their own site and thankfully unaffected by mica. And renovations took place at both locations. And I'm pleased to say that we did provide some sustainability funding from Strand 1 as well to try and help with the rental costs up to May of 2025. Rafoe, I believe, is the community playgroup is currently providing service to around 22 children from this site, and I think 14 children in the prefab. Now, I know, and they know, and they tell me that the Volt House site is suboptimal as a permanent solution, and the service has to operate as a pack-away service, which you can only imagine the huge challenge that is, putting the equipment into storage at the end of every day and back out again the next day as well. You're right, in early this year, early 2025, Rafoe Community Playgroup did apply for building blocks capital funding. And on the 25th of March, Pobo, who administered that, were included on an email from the Rafoe Community Playgroup as well, who'd sought further support on further sustainability funding and a written strategy of options and a plan of support going forward, and that fear that the playgroup could need to close as well. Now, a meeting was set up on the 9th of April between that service, Donegal Childcare Committee and Pubble. At the end of the meeting, Pubble clarified that no decisions had been made in the building grants capital grant application, though clarified the eligibility. They're following on from that meeting. We've had a steering group comprising of Pubble, Donegal Childcare Committee and the service to be convened. And Pubble is now looking at a further sustainability support options and will bring forward proposals. I believe Donegal Childcare Committee is also exploring the potential cost of securing another building on behalf of the service as well. So I'm told that Pubble and the Donegal Childcare Committee will support the board to decide on the strategy for the next 12 months as well. I know everybody in government wants to find a way forward, and I'm conscious I've mentioned Rafoe. It's not the only playgroup affected as well. So Minister Foley and all of us across government will work constructively with you to try and find a pathway forward.
Thank you, Deputy Ward.
Thank you for engaging in that matter there. The reality is that the effect of concrete crisis still leaves many behind. Many community buildings across Donegal have been excluded from the scheme and classed as commercial buildings, despite the fact they're not for profit. The scheme must be extended to include these buildings. We are faced losing community centres, childcare centres, leisure centres and further adult education centres. If we do not address these issues, our community centres in Donegal are going to basically tumble to the ground around us within the next 5 years. So I would ask you to look into extending this scheme to include these important community buildings all along Donegal. Thank you.
Honestly.
Okay, thank you, Deputy Ward, and I take your point and your position in relation to the broader MICA scheme and can that be changed and the likes, and you know the Programme for Government makes commitments into a review. My sense of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my sense of it is when I meet playgroups and others affected, they kind of just want a solution, and I think they're less, understandably, less fussed on how that solution comes about, but wanting to know that there is a way for them to continue to provide the very excellent service that they do. What I want to echo and repeat here today is government is committed to working constructively with them and others to try and find that way forward through the Childcare Committee and through Pubble in the first instance, and I can assure you of my ongoing personal interest, that of Minister Foley and the government more widely.